Did you listen to Big Fatty?
I did listen to a little bit of Big Fatty.
I didn't know you were going
to
say.
He's got quite the production set up, yeah.
He's,
sound effects and everything.
It is fantastic. I absolutely love him. He'll be here around Christmas because he comes to see the Hats in Hatlanta. And he always, everywhere he goes, there is a meet and greet with Big Fatty.
Fabulous.
And he's just a fat ass, and I'm pretty sure if you listened to him long enough, you heard him belch.
Yes, actually I did. And yes, he blamed it on corned beef and hash, I believe.
He tells you what he had to eat when he burps.
Okay. Now I feel clued in.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's just a fat ass.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1027 of the BFO for Thursday, the 5th of July, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. Y'all, there is drama, 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 drama. Hello, thespians. Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Well, y'all, if there's drama, there must be thespians around. And I am not referring to the thespians over there at the Beavers Lodge. Y'all, evidently the lodge is going to be redecorated. Because y'all, a lot of the things that Big Fatty just thought were wonderful, just wonderful over there at the lodge, y'all, they're gone. They're gone. Evidently they've got a scraper over there. And so there's beaver scraper, there's lodge scraping by beaver. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Just vulgar. But anyway, but y'all, let me just say, I promised you drama, and y'all, I'm going to deliver, because y'all, there has been some hoodwinking, and y'all, evidently, you know, yesterday, let me just find it right here. Let me just go right on over here and see if I can find it real quick. You know, I read a card. Y'all, I read a card yesterday. And the return address on it was P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, it was the hunky leather man with his junk hanging out. And y'all, it was then signed warm, wishing you a warm holiday season. And signed the Charles family. Well, y'all, I received a message. I received a message from the Vons. Saying, Big Fatty, as you know, I do not send cards to any of the lovies, including your fat ass. Well, he didn't exactly say it that way, but y'all, and I went, well, I thought, well, y'all, I think it was obvious on yesterday's little show that I was a little skeptical, because I know the Vons. It just don't happen. Y'all, so that's some of that potato soup. And so, you know, and I thought, well, you know, maybe Myron got it, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe Myron pulled a little fast when we all. I got this message. Big Fatty, that card is not from me, and please tell everyone that I did not send it, because I don't want the lovies to think that I am being I'm being partial. And y'all, I can assure you, the Vons, is impartial, y'all. Impartial. She hates all humans. No, but I mean, y'all, that's why it surprised me. Well, y'all, I came home at lunch on hump day, and y'all, I said, I told the Vons, I said, let me check the postmark on that. And y'all, sure enough, the postmark is not from Walnut Hills, y'all. It is from suburban Illinois. Now, y'all, I have a feeling I know who it is that has sent this guide as an imposter. An imposter, y'all, who has committed the hoodwinking. And y'all, do not be surprised if on Friday's a little show from the surface of the sun, don't be surprised if you hear this.
Somebody I like died.
But now, y'all, I just think that because, y'all, I think she's going to kill him. But, y'all, I think it was all done in good fun. And so, hopefully, cooler heads will prevail, y'all. And if nothing else, I got a good laugh out of it. But Vonzie, I'm going to send you a card anyway. Because the return address, I send it to the return address. So, you'll be getting a card nonetheless. And it won't be going to suburban Chicago. So anyway, y'all, a couple of things I want to tell you about. Number one, I went online last night, and you know, I had gotten a message saying that the BFO was about to expire. Poor Burke Friday, it smells like it expired years ago. No, that's just me. And y'all, so I have renewed. I have renewed Big Fatty Online. Until January 2017, y'all, I hope to live so long. So, anyway, so that's another 5 years. Y'all will be 60 years old. 60 years old when the BFO expires. Y'all, like I say, I hope I don't expire before the BFO does. So, anyway, it's been renewed for 5 years. And, y'all, the reason I did that is because I had a coupon. So, anyway, y'all, the other thing that I wanted to, and by the way, that does not indicate that I will continue to be doing little shows that long, but you know, you never know. But y'all, it's taken me almost 4 years to get to this point, so another 4 years will get me into the 2000s, and you know, we're stopping at 3000, so, you know, I don't want to go beyond 5 years, because, you know, that's just, it's a waste of money, y'all. It's just a waste of money. And y'all, plus the prices, I think, were going up. But y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, y'all, there's a program that Big Fatty's been watching, and y'all, it's good. And y'all, if you are of an age of Big Fatty, or an old soul, I think I know an old soul out there in the San Diego area. Y'all, that Pan Am show, which is about the Pan Am stewardesses and all, back in the, I don't know, I guess it was back in the 50s and 60s or whatever. Y'all, it is currently for free. It is for free in the iTunes. So, y'all, you might want to go over there if you hadn't seen it. Go over there and download it. I think there's only like 9 episodes or something like that. But go over there and download it before they start up the new episodes here in the springtime or the wintertime or whatever it is. And, y'all, there's quite a few other new shows that are going to be starting up. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you about them. But first, we're going to do some cards. Big Freddy, please finish them today. Yeah, I guess, y'all, it's a possibility I might finish them today because I've only got 6 cards left. So, anyway, y'all, this one, oh, I know who this one is from, y'all, and I'm sure that the sender is absolutely worried sick that I have I've not opened this card before now, and y'all, it says Big Fatty. Caution, Big Fatty, glitter card. Oh, dear God. Oh, y'all, it is a, it's beautiful. And, y'all, it's, y'all, there's a difference between a glitter card and a card full of glitter. Okay, this is a glitter card. Y'all, it is a beautiful snowman, and he's got just glitter all over him. He's wearing a red scarf and a hat. Little piece of holly, and y'all, there's a cardinal sitting on this carrot. Beep! I mean, that sounds vulgar. So, but it's the carrot on his nose, not his other carrot. And y'all, it's, I opened it up, and it says, sending friendly wishes for a happy holiday, worried sick about you, through this crema, and many more. Through, worried sick about you, through this crema, and many more. Julie, y'all, that is from Julie up there, and the in the blowing rock. And Big Fatty, when you say it, it sounds vulgar. Blowing rock. Julie, I'll get a card out to you. Y'all, I'm hoping to get all the cards in the mail to this weekend. So, anyway, so which means, of course, you'll probably get it around Valentine's Day. So, anyway, y'all, the next one is from Walnut Creek, California, now, which is very different than Walnut Hills, California. And let's just see what it is. Y'all, it's got a lovely little gold seal on the back of it. And let's just see if we can get this. Oh, y'all, it's got a foil-lined envelope. And, you know, Big Fatty loves a foil-lined envelope. And, y'all, it has a dreidel on it. It is a glitter dreidel. Y'all, this is the first. It is the first Chinooka card that Big Fatty has gotten. And, y'all, it says Happy Chinooka. And the glitter dreidel on there. And it says, oh, let's just open it up. It says, Big Fatty. It says, wishing you a wonderful Chinooka celebration. BF, thank you for all you do. You are the best. Much love. Your number one new fan. Oh, well, y'all, there you go. I have a new fan. And, y'all, that's from Vince. And, Vince, thank you so much. And, like I say, it is just lovely. Well, that's Vince out there. Vince, have I heard from you before? If not, that's a lovely way to introduce yourself. And if I have, then excuse me for being an idiot. Bae, Fanny, there's no excuse for you being an idiot. So, y'all, the next one is from that those greeting... the greetings from nowhere, girls. Out there in Wenatchee, Washington. And, y'all, it is Happy Holidays. Y'all, there's some penguins on there. They're dancing around. And it says, greetings from nowhere. And it says, small town quirks and coolness. And, y'all, they've got their own little special card there. That's lovely. And on the inside it says, wishing you a Merry Crema and a sparkling New Year. Merry Crema, Big Fatty. Love, Christina and Nicole. That's lovely. So I will get a card out to Christina and Nicole. I think Christina's already sent me one. So I guess Nicole was in charge of sending that one from Wenatchee. Yes, Big Fatty. She lives out there in the Apple Town, as opposed to the Apple Snack. Y'all, the next one. Y'all, the next one is from my brother, I believe. Y'all, it's probably got crickets on the inside of it. So, anyway, don't be surprised when I open this up if you don't hear crickets. Let's just see. Let's just see. See? And, y'all, on the inside, y'all, there's a... it looks like a drawing by... let's just see. Y'all, it is the Duart. It is a program of Duall. And Maureen M. has drawn this card, drawn the picture of this card. And, y'all, it is I guess it's the three wise men. Either that or it's they're playing to tell the truth, and it's three people pretending to be Santa Claus. Fanny, where the hell did that come from? And, y'all, on the inside, it says, Big Fatty, thank you for another year of big laughs and more than a few crickets. Looking forward to being your number one fan for 2012. Pronounce 2012, of course. Beh, Fatty, he's got you nailed. Beh. May all the blessings of the season be yours always, David, that blue jeans guy. David, thank you so much. And that's a lovely card. It really is, y'all. It's very colorful. It's very colorful. And David, I'll be getting a card out to you. And anyway, thank you so much. And please wish the crickets a Merry New Year as well. Y'all, our next card, our next to the last card. Oh, dear. Except y'all, I hadn't been to the post office in a few days. So, y'all, there may be more sitting over there for me. I don't know. Y'all, the next to the last one is from that Peter G. Y'all, I guarantee when this one's going to have glitter in it. I just have a feeling. Y'all, you know how that Peter G is. Y'all know how he is, y'all. I'm opening it with Cal. And, y'all, it's a... Oh! Y'all, it is a picture of a kitty cat. And it is evidently in some sort of crema play. And it is dressed as an angel. And the angel is hanging from the curtain. And it's got a halo and wings with little glitter wings on there. And the cat looks just as happy to see Big Fatty looking at the card as Big Fatty is at looking at the card. And it says, there's magic in the air. Merry Crema. I know how much you love the kitty cats. Merry Crema, Big Fatty. Love that Peter G. Peter G, that's lovely. And it wasn't full of glitter after all. But of course, there was a kitty cat, so you know. But Kitty G, Betty, you're retarded. Peter G will get a card out to you despite the kitty cat, because it made me giggle like a schoolgirl. And y'all, our last card that I have. Now, there, like I say, there may be more. There may be additional cards, but as of right now, this is the last card. And y'all, it is from Ant, from out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, it was so nice. They named it a treat. Betty. And y'all, let's just see what we got in here. Gussie, what is this? Y'all, I can't get it out. Y'all, the envelope is just beautiful. It's got a candy cane fence on it and everything. And oh dear Gussie, y'all, it says please take this protective paper over the card in the envelope before mailing. Big honey, please forgive this. Please forgive me this year. It's been a difficult. Something at work. A difficult. I don't know what the hell it says, y'all. But y'all, the card looks exactly like the envelope. Y'all, that's lovely. It's a card and a matching envelope. And y'all, it pops up. Look at that. Y'all, Anthony always has some sort of special card for Big Fatty. And y'all, that's just lovely. And y'all, it's a little pop-up house. Oh, it's a pop-up house. And it's got snow and candy canes, and there are little soldiers out front, and there's... Oh, look, Santa Claus is coming. He's evidently been in the house stealing shit, and he's coming up through the chimney. And y'all, on the back of it, it says, warmest thoughts and best wishes for a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year. And then it says, what does that say? I is stressed this year? I don't know what the hell that says, Aunt. I don't know what the hell that says. Whoa. Big Freddy, it says hurry up! Well, Aunt, you don't need to be stressed or anything like that. Big Freddy, you're going to get your card later than when Big Freddy got his. So don't worry about it. It's all good. And I love that card. That's just lovely. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Y'all, I want to tell you, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, and George in Atlanta. And evidently that was when George was just beginning to listen to the BFO. And y'all, it sounds like George was didn't quite know how to take Big Fatty, and so y'all basically can all be summed up how
he's just a fat ass. Well,
yes, I am, and good luck to you, hoodwinkers.
Leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.